Now this morning Susan has brought in a very, very special guest. We're going to have a telephone interview. It is going to be a one and only, I suspect strongly, for community radio. Online we've got Dr. Douglas Rocky, the US Army Major, the Pentagon sacked for blowing the whistle on depleted uranium. Good morning, Dr. Douglas Rocky. I'm Marie Ryan. Susan Carew is my co-presenter, and Susan actually met you. First of all, I'd like to very warmly welcome you to the program. Susan, would you like to read out some of the credits for Dr. Rocky?
Yes, Dr. Rocky is a US Army expert on uranium munitions in war. He has served in the US military for 35 years, has a PhD in health physics, trained as a forensic scientist, we understand, and a professor of environmental science and engineering.
Tell us some of what you have been saying around the world. You're very, very concerned about these weapons that are being used in Iraq and around the world.
Okay, a little bit of background. During Gulf War I, I was a U.S. Army health physicist, and I was specifically assigned to clean up the uranium munitions mess contamination, the friendly fire from Gulf War I. That dealt with the United States military personnel that were wounded and injured during friendly fire using uranium munitions. In 1994 and 95, I became the director of the United States Army and the U.S. Department of Defense Depleted Uranium Project. And my specific tasking as director was to develop the education and training necessary to ensure safe operations and everything around uranium munitions when they're used or after they're used or before they're used. And then I also specifically tasked to figure out how to clean up uranium munitions contamination. What I've learned from firsthand experience, both from cleaning this or doing the research, putting the programs together, and my own adverse health effects from uranium exposure, is uranium munitions are a catastrophe that leave a trail of health and environmental effects that very simply rule out their use ever.
What is the state of play at the moment?
The United States has deliberately used uranium munitions during Gulf War I throughout Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait. That was in 90 and 91. That was actually the second use of uranium munitions. The first use of uranium munitions was by Israel against the Egyptians in the Sinai Desert during the 1973 war. Again, the medical evidence, the photographic evidence absolutely confirms that. And then what happened is in 1993, the United States was going to use them in Somalia on the Horn of Africa. We got that stopped, but they issued, you know, specific medical directives requiring full radiobioassays and medical care for anybody that's exposed to uranium contamination. That's within a building, structure, vehicle, bunker, anything that's struck, work in the contaminated areas, or being downwind where the contamination arises from in October of 1993. Then in 94 and 95, we used uranium munitions in the Balkans for the first time in Serbia. In 95 and 96, they shot up Toroshima Island at Okinawa. Then in 1999, despite all of our best efforts, and again, was up at the White House in Washington, D.C. trying to stop it, they used uranium munitions again in the Balkans. And then we turn around, and then this last year, we've deliberately used uranium munitions. Well, and again, the preparation of the Balkans, they use uranium munitions in Vieques, Puerto Rico, and they had been doing that all along. And then we deliberately used them in Afghanistan, and now we have littered Baghdad and most of Iraq and the cities with uranium munitions again, now in Gulf War II.
What impact is that going to have on the people actually using it, the people exposed to it, and the land after all this is finished?
Uranium munitions and the amount that we use, we're looking at, from Gulf War I alone, over 350 tons of solid uranium waste was spread all over and ignored and deliberately left there. And then the estimates right now that the British Royal Society, Dr. Brian Spratt and myself both concurred on, in his estimate when we did, I think it was Late Night Live the other day on the ABC radio network here in Australia, is 500 tons in Iraq now with Gulf War II, and the estimates are over 1,000 tons in Afghanistan. And what happened to us personally, and again, this goes back and concurs with the known medical and health effects that go back as far as I can absolutely document in U.S. government documents to 1943, is we got sick within 24 to 72 hours with respiratory problems and rashes. That is being reported today on the news here in Australia, that the residents of Iraq are having those same problems. And they've been knowing it. The U.S. troops have already had those problems. Everybody's having those problems. So you're seeing those just as immediate. Then you have all the kidney and the cancer problems and all the other health effects that come about from this. And remember, unless you physically clean up all of this solid radioactive waste, it will remain there and cause health effects for 4.5 billion years. That's the current age of the Earth.
What can you explain to us what depleted uranium is?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Depleted uranium, there's nothing depleted about it. It is actually the radioactive isotope uranium-238. It's contaminated with neptunium, americium, and the most toxic radioactive substance known to man, plutonium. It also has uranium-236 from reactor fuel recycling, and that it also has a very, very small component of uranium-234 and 235. Uranium-238 is the byproduct of the uranium enrichment process, or the recycling of reactor fuel. For every 100 grams of solid uranium that goes into this process, you have three primary isotopes. You have over nine, for every 100 grams, you have 99.2 grams is uranium-238, and you have 0.8 grams, that's the fissionable component, uranium-234 and 235. During the enrichment process, you remove 0.6 grams out of every 100, and that is the fissionable component, that's uranium-234 and 235, that's used to make nuclear bombs and reactor fuel. And as a consequence, for every 100 grams that you have 99.4 grams is just radioactive waste that needs to be disposed of. They call that depleted uranium. And they have found the best way to dispose of that and get it out from the sites at Paducah, Kentucky, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, Portsmouth, Ohio, and the United States, plus all the other sites all over the thing, is put in munitions because it's fantastic. I mean, it kills everything that it hits. They can also put it in commercial aircraft as ballast. And they're actually put in the back end of forklifts to keep forklifts from turning over. Then they put it in concrete called DU-crete. In other words, any place they can take the radioactive waste and dispose of it, they're going to hide it and dispose of it. But as a munition, it's awesome. Because the individual uranium munition fired by the Abrams tank, the individual round is over 4,700 grams of solid uranium. It's a giant uranium dart. Then the A-10 fires a round that's over 300 grams of solid uranium each at a rate of 4,000 rounds a minute. And then we got a whole host of other ones, including landmines and submunitions, the cluster bombs, the ATEM and the PETEM, that are causing so much devastation on the children that pick them up because they didn't go boom originally.
Isn't this using depleted uranium, isn't that against all the rules of the United Nations?
Absolutely. The United Nations had ruled in 1996 that the use of uranium munitions is illegal. But the other thing is just real common sense. What right does any nation have to take even 1 kilogram of solid radioactive waste, solid uranium, and throw it in anybody's backyard, their sandbags, their schoolyard, their neighborhood, much less the hundreds and hundreds of tons that they have thrown, and they've walked away. Even though the United States' own medical treatment requirements require medical care within 24 hours for your depleted uranium exposures, that medical care has been denied for the majority of U.S. casualties from Gulf War I and everybody else, and it absolutely is not provided to any of the non-combatants. Any place in the world where uranium munitions have been used.
What impact will it have on their health?
They're sick and dying, just like all my staff and my friends are. You can't get radioactive heavy metal into your body and not get sick. Think about this. We know today from Vietnam that Agent Orange had a devastating consequence. And the U.S. deliberately and other nations deliberately used Agent Orange. We know today that asbestos has a devastating consequence. And everybody and their brother knows that you can't eat lead paint. And uranium munitions are far worse than any of these, you know, far worse than lead paint even. Because it's not only a heavy metal like lead, it's a radioactive heavy metal. And nobody would advocate that you can even get a few micrograms or a few grams of lead paint in there. Okay, but we're going to spread the world with uranium munitions, hundreds and hundreds of tons, refuse to clean it up, refuse to provide medical care, and then claim that we don't have to? That's a crime against God. God, that is a crime against humanity.